This is For the Chosen with Edward Crawford, pastor of the Church Kiro in Puyallup.
The word in the original New Testament Greek, which is translated iniquity, is anomia. But what does it mean? Well, nomos is the word for law, and if you put an alpha, in front of the root word, it means not or no. So the word translated iniquity, anomia, means no law or lawlessness. But used in its usual sense, the word refers to lawlessness in this way. Before someone steals something, he had to steal it already in his heart. In order to do that, he had to divert his conscience by rationalizing the theft, by trying to justify it. What it boils down to is, he had to violate and sear his conscience in order to do the dastardly deed. It's what he did inside himself, against conscience, heart, and soul, and against the God of his conscience. That's what's called anomia, iniquity. It's what stabs and stains the soul. Now, even if somebody else grabbed what the guy intended to steal and made off with it before he got a chance to get his mitts on it, he's still a thief in God's eyes, for God looks on the heart. So even though he came up empty-handed, he still bears his iniquity before God. You're not to regard your neighbor as something for you to exploit, to use, to take advantage of. You're not to covet what another person has, or even to look at that other person with a lustful or covetous eye. Mere mutual exploitation for self-gratification's sake is not love. What's iniquity? Jesus makes the point. Whoever looks on a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Unless all the stains of iniquity and the natural heart that fosters and takes pleasure in iniquity are removed from you, you'll never enter into heaven's glory. The Lord has the right to give you a new heart. That's the new birth. It comes with a new will and a new seat of desires. It's what you need. Only the Lord Jesus can wash away the stains of your iniquity. He washes it away in his own blood. He's the only one who can heal your soul. Ask and you shall receive. But who actually asks? Only those who see themselves as desperate, poor in spirit, helpless beggars. Jesus said that these are the only ones who will enter into heaven's glory. They're the chosen. Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." But what if iniquity were to become the norm, so that evil becomes labeled by the word good? Does it say thou shalt not steal unless the government does it and says it's all right? No, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Society does not determine right and wrong. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. Having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. 1 Timothy 2:19. Thank you very much. This is Ed Crawford with For the Chosen.
You can access this program at forthechosen.org. Join us at the same time Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear For the Chosen.